case number 1161, and proceed with case number 1173. On a motion of the commission to consider the application of Cardinal Petroleum Company for permission to drill a well in the approximate center of the south half of the northwest quarter, section 11, North Township, 140 North, range 96, west Stark County, North Dakota, as an exception to the spacing pattern in the Dickinson Field. All those enabled to testify in case number 1173, please stand and take the oath. In this matter here before us, please promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Proceed.
My name is Ray Harrison. I am a geologist employed by Cardinal Petroleum Company. I have appeared before this commission as an expert witness in the past and would ask that my credentials be so accepted.
They are still accepted as such.
The case number 1173 this morning concerns the application of Cardinal Petroleum Company and Patrick Petroleum Corporation for permission to drill a location that is 660 feet east of the normal location in the buffer zone surrounding the Dickinson East Sand Unit or the Dickinson West Dickinson Field outline. In substantiation of my testimony this morning, I have prepared a series of three exhibits, and I would request that they be accepted in evidence at the conclusion of my testimony. Exhibit number one, which you have before you and which is on the board, shows the outline of the Dickinson East Sand Unit as it is presently unitized and being produced as a unit. The field boundaries of the West Dickinson and Dickinson Fields have recently been made to incorporate the same outline as the unit outline. So here we are looking at the outline of the field and of the unit as such. The acreage to the north, which is outlined in a different type of stippling here, is the acreage block that is presently held by Cardinal and Patrick Petroleum. As you can see, the location which we are requesting is an exception to by a distance of 660 feet, is not within the outline of the Dickinson field, but it is within the buffer zone of that field, and as such would is governed by the spacing that has been established for the Dickinson field proper. The spacing as such within the field, at least up until the time that it was unitized, specifies that the drilling unit shall consist of 320 acres or a half section, that these half sections may be stood up vertically or laid down horizontally, and that the wells for the section shall be located in the southwest of the southeast quarter of the section and the southwest of the northwest quarter of the section. There is no flexibility as such within the existing spacing rules or the buffer zone around this area. And I think probably, unless my memory fails me this morning, that this is the only 320-acre spacing in the state that there is no flexibility allowed in the selection of drill sites. That is, they cannot be moved. Now, there may be some, but I can't recall them to mind, where there is not some flexibility allowed for these locations so you could move around within the drilling unit. All of the recent 320-acre spacing have allowed, and even the 160-acre spacing, have allowed some leeway to drill within a certain tolerance or a certain distance of the borders of the drilling unit. But this is not the case here, and as it presents somewhat of a problem as you extend existing production to place your well in the most proper position within a spacing unit so that you will not end up with a dry hole. Originally, Cardinal came in and drilled the well in the southwest of the southeast of 11, which was an on-pattern location. And at that time, this dry hole did exist down in the northeast quarter of 14. And unfortunately, we got a dry hole there. But it was my contention, as I presented in testimony here a while back, that there was every reason to believe that the production would continue on to the north. So we at that time obtained an off-pattern location to drill in the southeast and the southwest of section 11 and obtained a commercial oil well. The spacing unit has been established in Section 11 as the south half of Section 11 for the existing producing unit, and so automatically the remainder of the section would be incorporated as the other spacing unit within Section 11. This constitutes the north half, of course, and it's within that spacing unit that we are seeking our location. I think the East Sand Reservoir within the Dickinson unit or the West Dickinson field has to have two capabilities, or has to have two things working favorable for it in order to produce. The first thing is the sand has to be there, of course, and the second thing is that the sand has to be sufficiently high so that you will not be in the water table that, from all indication, lies along the north side of the Dickinson unit. There has been water in several of the wells drilled in this area. The well in Section 25, and in the northwest quarter of Section 25, encountered water in the B zone that we're talking about. The well over in the northwest quarter of Section 27 also appeared to be water wet. The well in the southeast quarter of 26 did have some oil column in it, but it was in the water also. So as you get so low structurally, you undoubtedly become in the water. So you have to be structurally high and you have to have the sand present. Now, the first map that you will see here on Exhibit 2 is a thickness map that I have drawn showing the thickness of the effective porosity within the heat sand reservoir. And this is contoured on a 2-foot interval. And the values that I have used on this map as far as the sand thickness is concerned are those values that were presented to the Commission on behalf of the Engineering Committee and the Continental in establishing the Dickinson unit. So these are their figures. And the contouring and interpretation, of course, is my own. You will notice that there is a thick sand coming right through the south part of the township to the west here, and that thick sand comes up like this, and then it bifurcates, comes around the fin, setting right in here, and then on up through here, and it's quite thick in through here, and it continues on up to the north. Now, how far it goes, I don't know. It's a matter of conjecture, a matter of speculation, but I have no more reason to feel that it is going to stop right here than I had 3 years ago when there was a considerable amount of evidence presented along this same line before this commission. We have not found the end of it yet, and Cardinal and Pepys, of course, are anxious to continue development to see how far the reservoir does go. The well in the southeast and southwest of Section 11, which is the nearest producing well, is producing between 90 and 100 barrels of oil per day at a relatively settled out rate of production. It started out at about 180 barrels and settled down to 90 to 100. And
which well is that?
That is the well in the southeast and the southwest of Section 11.
That is an exception location.
That is an exception location, yes. The interpretation that I have applied here to the East Sand shows that there is no problem insofar as the on-pattern location having sand in it. It will have just as much sand as the exception that we are asking for, which is 660 feet to the east. So this map is not of relative importance in presenting the case, except to show you that I do believe it continues on to the north, and how far, I don't know. We do have a cutoff point up here in Section 36 in the township to the north that did not have any effective sand in it. But the critical factor as we continue development to the north is structure. Now, for a long time, it has been fairly well established that as you approach a datum of minus 5400 on the top of the heat sand pay zone, that you are approaching the water table within this field. This is borne out by several wells over here to the west that are just a few feet below the 5400 contour. And then the well at the Cardinal 514 shank now, in section in the southwest northwest of 14, is cutting some water, or it was. The last production gauges that I had on it before it went into the unit. And it is a very low well. In fact, if it were much lower, of course, it would be entirely water and no oil at all. Now, we do not know for sure the configuration of the structure in this area. We do know that we have regional dip to the northwest and that we are going to get lower as we go in that direction. But how much lower, we don't know. The well, the exception of the well that we drilled in the southeast and the southwest of section 11 is a relatively high well. It is actually structurally higher than the well to the east 40 acres. It looks more, proportionally more, or higher, because the porosity in the remnant of the porosity in the well to the east was developed farther down in the section, so it brings the relative position of the structure on this map up a little higher than it actually is on other markers. But we do have a tie point at this point to the north, which is a -5393, approaching the water table of somewhere around 5,400 feet. But the configuration of how these lines will wiggle to get up to that control well, I don't know. So I just more or less have to straighten them out and tie this well into the existing wells to the south here. The reason that we would like to move 660 feet to the east is to give us every hedge we possibly can to stay out of the water zone and to establish production on the north half of section 11. And this is not a great move. We are moving towards the interior of our leasehold interest, and it may actually prevent the drilling of a dry hole. And if we drill a dry hole and got a water wet well on the normal spacing, then it would necessitate coming back and drilling another well in the north half of section 11. Now this is what we are trying to avoid, because the production here is not of such a caliber that it can really justify one well for, or one producer for every two wells drilled. West of the circle shown on the map as the requested location. I might also mention here that the structural datums that I have used on this map are also the datums used by the engineering committee at Dickinson Field. So I've taken their values and applied my interpretation to it. Of course, the values of the two wells in section 11 were not on the committee report because they were not drilled at that time. That just about sums it up, gentlemen. We would like to hold as close as we can to the pattern of drilling in the field. We feel that a move of 660 feet under the present circumstances is not an exorbitant request, and we would ask favorable consideration of the commission in granting this request.
Commission, any questions of Mr. Harrison?
Ray, do you, is that your well in the south part of the section?
Yes.
What's the lease ownership?
The lease ownership is
the
different
mineral ownership.
In the north. Beg your pardon?
I'm sorry, the mineral ownership.
Under the south half?
Right.
It is, it's different than under the north half. That's why we would like to get this well drilled, because the people under the north half are not receiving any benefits from the well in the south half.
Does anyone else wish to hear this?
I'm Stephen Harris, consulting geologist in Bismarck, representing Patrick Petroleum Corporation of Jackson, Michigan. Patrick is a working interest partner of Cardinal in the North Dickinson area, the 3,500 plus acres that were colored yellow on Mr. Harrison's Exhibit A. Patrick concurs with the Cardinal application for the spacing exception and believes that the proposed off-pattern well will be optimally located to recover the maximum amount of oil in the Dickinson Reservoir. This location in Patrick's judgment, will prevent waste and will not violate anyone's correlative rights.
May I make one more comment in reply to Mr. Randall's question? The state of North Dakota has a half interest in the northwest quarter of Section 11, Jerry. They say they are not participating in the law. I wouldn't want that to influence you.
We have a meeting at the bank in the next hour or so.
Yeah. I guess.
Anyone else wish to be heard in case number 1173? Yes, Mr. Waller.
My name is Arthur C. Bauer, and my partner and I, Cooper Land, own undeveloped lease acreage to the northwest of the sequestered location. We support Cardinal's application for flexible spacing location. Matter of fact, I think the entire approach to 320-acre spacing could be in any fields that don't have flexible spacing to be meant to provide flexible spacing. First thing to do is avoid a lot of unnecessary expense, time, and energy of these types of hearings, and it will probably give the operators a better chance of avoiding a number of dry holes. So we thoroughly do support that application for this spacing.
Art, would you move to that effect so we could perhaps consider this in another hearing? What you say is something logical for that. Or would that be placing on the board in review? I just asked Jerry how the commission could hear that approach you just suggested.
Well, we requested the continuance of our case involving possibly an extension of the same field as we asked for making new field. But at the same time, preliminary thoughts, we were going to ask for flexible space for that particular area. It's possible that we could ask for an amendment to the 320-acre spaces. But actually, see, we're dealing with we're outside of the field. We're dealing with the buffer all along Dickinson Field. And if we ask for an amendment, we would be affecting the Dickinson unit, although I don't see what objection there'd be there. We're not involved with steel spacing inside a water flood unit anymore anyway.
Well, I think the point is that in this instance, if the commission were to determine that the flexible spacing locations were advantageous, I don't think the advertising of the case is broad enough.
I don't either.
It's limited to one or two, or one.
Jerry, could the commission on its own amend the next publication for our continuation to include that in the, on your own motion?
They could.
I suggest that that be done.
Anyone else wish to be heard? The commission will take case number 1173 under advisement. Are we ready?